WGNS, Murfreesboro.
This is FM 100.5, 101.9, AM 1450, and WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's place to talk.
He's pounding down, loaded up and trucking. Are we going to do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound, just like old Bandit Run.
It's time for the Rutherford Home Show here on News Radio WGNS with your hosts Dean Higby of South Branch Nursery and Dave Gober with F&B Mortgage. A focus on everything you need to know about your home, from buying to selling to improving your home's value. You'll get the latest on the Rutherford County real estate market, helpful lawn and garden tips, plus much more. Now your hosts of the Rutherford Home Show, Dave Gober and Dean Higby.
Right. Thanks for joining us on the Rutherford Home Show. I'm Dean Higby with South Branch Nursery here in the WGNS studio. It's a little hot, humid day out there today. We've had a good rainfall last night, kind of interfered with some of our high school sports, to say the least. But in my business, I like it to rain at night versus the day because it sure does disrupt our schedules and things of getting landscapes and lawn work done. So it was a welcome rain on our part, about a week ago it felt like we were going to get out of the summer heat. It was a low front came in and was in the 80s and felt really good, but it's still August and we are on par to still be in the summertime for sure. So right now, as far as your lawn and landscape goes, is a great time just to be planning for fall, because fall is the window to do many, many things. Every segment of the year, we are blessed to be able to plant all kinds of plants here in Middle Tennessee. But crepe myrtles and ornamental grasses, hydrangeas, roses, they all are good plants to plant this time of year. It's time to start going towards your turf grass, getting a plan together to get your yard in recovery mode from the summer heat. You know, we use a lot of cool season fescue yards around here that have, with our weather patterns, slowly and surely been reaping havoc of Bermuda grass and crab grass and things like that taking over. But this is the time to get a plan together to address that and give you your best opportunity for success. So if you haven't ever visited South Branch Nursery, we are at 2991 South Church Street, right on the corner of Veterans Boulevard and South Church Street, a very booming area of the town, to say the least. But with the Joe B. Jackson interstate system being finished, it has really helped a lot as far as traffic goes and access to Barfield Park, which is a great park, very, very close by. Another local attraction that doesn't cost a thing to go to, and they have great walking trails, frisbee golf. They have a nature center that does a lot of classes with butterflies and all kinds of things for the kids, so check that out. Fall being the best time to plant is basically what we hear, and it's true, with shade trees and plants that will not be as stressed out in a stressful world that we live in. It's lower temperatures and just a little easier to get things established. Sometimes in the plant world, we want things to work and do good by just digging a hole and putting it in it and wonder why in a few weeks it's not looking as good as it did at the nursery. But a lot of times you have to take a lot of steps to make success for that by mending the planting sites and picking the right plant and putting it at the right spot the first time. So in the future, you're not dealing with an overgrown plant in that area and having to remove it and it being costly to do so. A lot of times when we're doing landscape design, we take in account how your house sits. So if it's facing west, we try to incorporate shade trees to help lessen the burden of your air conditioner unit on this hot time of year and provide shade and a little bit of comfort for that in the future. So a lot of neighborhoods that we're working in now have smaller and smaller yards. There are a lot of trees and plant species that can accommodate that, that will not totally dominate your yard, but do that thing, especially a lot of your like columnar hornbeams and sweet bays, silhouette sweet gum, those types of trees. So come out and see us, start planning, because right when the weather gets to be nice, everybody comes out like it's Christmas time, and if you can kind of get a jump on the gun, you can get on the radar, if not with our company, a good landscape company, because if anybody in this business does a great job, they're going to be a little bit backed up with all the growth that we have and things going. So go ahead and get on the radar and set up a consultation. And if you're a do-it-yourselfer, come on down to the nursery, bring a picture or a on your smartphone or iPad or print out, and get with one of our great staff. They will get with you and show you many choices of plants and ground covers, flowers, anything that you might have seen and you don't know the name of it. Take a picture and bring it down, and we have a great staff that's very knowledgeable that can help you out with that. And we're open 7 days a week. We also have a location in Nolensville, Brentwood. It's located at the end of Burkett Road and Nolensville Road. And Dave, I now know that you get pretty good radio reception from WGNS down in that area. So someone brought that to my attention, that they listened to the show and live there in the edge of Brentwood. So that's always good to know also.
Well, when I used to take my son home, now he's driving, I could probably get almost to Arno Road, almost to 65, and still hear it. So I guess that would be right in that same area or close.
Yep. I mean, I've gotten in sections of Cool Springs as well.
But you can always get it on your phone with the app. That's the best way to get us.
Sure is. So a lot of news this week in the real estate world of things are kind of flattening out a little bit. I guess the Janet Yellen had made a comment that due to their data, they think the economy's growing, that I guess it frightened some markets that maybe when they meet in September, November, that there might be a little bit of a rate hike. I did notice a stat as well. I mean, that we're a little higher on 30-year mortgages now compared to this time last year, but it's only by about, 2% or something? I mean, 0.2%.
Yeah,
it's like 3.4 on a 30-year. Is that about
right? That's about right.
And the lowest it's been has been, 3.2 or something?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But the highest it's been in 1980s was 18.5, something, I don't know, 18 to 19%. And that's unimaginable in a lot of ways.
Well, you're splitting hairs. I mean, any rate below 5% is a great rate. We're just spoiled. A lot of talk is what are the rates going to do in the next couple of months, like you just said, with the rate hike. You don't need to worry about that. You know, you need to worry about your own personal financing situation. Is it smart to? You don't need the government to tell you that they're going to raise rates to let you know it's a smart move to refinance, or that it's a good time to buy a house. I mean, it's not hard to look at your budget, and like we said, many years, you can fix this payment for 30 years. You know, you can fix a cost in your life for 30 years at the lowest point of rates, and that's going to help you.
Well, and the average homeowner lives in their house, 5 years? I mean, it all depends.
I think closer to six and a half, but
it's very seldom that the first time home buyer stays in that house for that 30 years. And
right.
But I know a lot of people where I grew up and things that their parents still live in the same house they did where I used to play, you know, we'd play football out in their front yard. And I know my mom still lives in the house they built in 1976. You know, it's there's something to be said for having a...
Well, my sister's been in her house since 1986, so that's 30 years.
Yeah.
Think about that. I mean...
I averaged about 10 years every house. The three houses I've lived in was
about 10 years.
10 years each. And one was a business. They were all business decisions to move. But
right. But yeah, you don't need anybody to tell you that rates are low. You've heard it. It's been that way. The only concern is that when they go up, are people going to be like waiting for the last minute and then scrambling to refinance when you don't have to rush? You can just go do it now. And it's like, don't miss the refinance boat. That's all I can tell you. So.
All right. Well, when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about some lawn and landscape and talk about mortgages and the state of our local economy. You're listening to the Rutherford Home Show on WGNS.
New home, especially when it's an Old South home. There's no denying it. New homes are better. When it comes to your biggest investment, buy smart and buy new. With an Old South home, you have reassurance that everything in your home is brand new. There's a higher level of satisfaction when you live in an Old South home because buying your Old South home is a celebration. Whether it's your first home filled with children's laughter or the home you choose to retire in, your home is where you'll celebrate life. Discover what they mean when they say Old South built it. With everything from maintenance-free townhomes to all brick homes in every price range and over 20 communities in Middle Tennessee, you'll find one that's right for you. See new, touch new, live new, and know that when you get your keys to an Old South home, it's just the beginning of a relationship. So find your perfect home with Tennessee's number one home builder. Visit OldSouth.com for locations and more information. That's OldSouth.com. Old South built it. Built new, built for you, built for life.
This is Josh at South Branch Nursery, a full-service, one-stop garden center open to everyone. We have a combined 10.5 acres with great plant material, mulches, landscape stones, and lawn decor. Here at South Branch Nursery, we specialize in hard-to-find trees, shrubs, perennials, annuals, and edibles. Call us at 893-4030 to talk to one of our staff. We also have a full line of bagged and bulk soils, mulches, and rock, and even offer to deliver any of our products. Our friendly, knowledgeable staff is always glad to help you create the lawn and landscape you've always wanted and assist you with your outdoor projects. We're open 7 days a week, and we're always online at southbranchnursery.com. Our landscape department is well-trained in design and installation of landscape, irrigation, and lighting. With 17 years' experience, we also design and install hardscapes like patios, walkways, and aquascapes. And once the work is done, our sister company, Quality Land Management, can help you maintain your landscape, whether it be commercial or residential. This is Josh inviting you to come see our South Church Street location, just off I-24 past Indian Hills Golf Course, or give us a call at 893-4030. We also have two new locations in Brentwood and Franklin.
Hi, this is Wade Hayes of Toots Good Food and Fun Restaurants. And come on by and enjoy Toots. You can bring your family, young and old, your friends. You can have a business lunch. The girls can come do lunch, or the kids can come after school. It's just a great place any time of the day or night to enjoy good food in a wonderful, comfortable atmosphere. At Broad Street at Medical Center Parkway, on Church Street at Veterans Parkway, or on Sam Ridley Parkway in Smyrna.
Good food and fun.
Rutherford County's housing market is rolling again with lots of great deals on homes. If you are looking for your first home or your next, be sure to check with F&B Mortgage for great rates and unbeatable service. Located in the Gateway and staffed with friendly, knowledgeable hometown people, I'm Sally Stevens at F&B Mortgage, where we are big enough to serve you, small enough to know you.
Department of First National Bank of Middle Tennessee, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Check us out at fnbmt.com or call 615-907-2043.
If you're planning to buy a home, choose a professional that will look out for you. Anhook & Associates has a proven track record of helping guide clients through the home buying experience. Whether buying your first home, moving up, downsizing, or investing, Ann's team will help you do it right. When it's your time to buy or sell, just ask Ann.
This is Ann Hoke at Keller Williams Realty. I would love to personally talk with you. Call me today at 397-4024. Sell faster and buy smarter with Ann Hoke & Associates.
All right, welcome back to the Rutherford Home Show. Here off Murfreesboro Square, traffic is, everybody's out today. It's nice right now.
Farmer's Market.
Yeah.
The Main Street Market is...
Do you ever drive around the city and say, you know, they need a red light there, or they need to do that there, or, you know, it's kind of like a Monday morning quarterback. I know the developers and everything, the city does good, but...
Hey, they do way better than Spring Hill, believe me, and Thompson Station.
They can't reach us there on the air.
I'm serious. I think that they do a great job. I
know this. Mad at me. Are you? I didn't say it.
Well, I know the Old Fort Memorial thing is just a real pain, but once it's done, it'll be nice. It's kind of like the Joby Jackson.
What's the intersection I'm talking about? There by the hospital, by my office, where you go down Gateway, and you have to cross over, and you have to, it's just too many moving parts. They're going to have to put a light there, I think.
Yeah.
It's just, you got to depend on.
I'm a big fan of these turnabouts. You know, they use them over in Europe a lot.
Where you just go around, and then you take your turn.
Yeah, but if you're ever following a GPS, it's kind of tough, because you're trying to figure out which one, like, do I go with.
Siri's like, what are you doing?
But anyway, the... Yeah, the farmer's market is in full swing on the square. I think they start shutting it down here around noon, though. I'm not real sure. It seemed like it was thinning out when I was driving on. And we went to a field trip yesterday, Barfield School, third grade, to Cheekwood Botanical Garden. And if you've never been, it's really worth going. There's more plant species planted there than just about any one location that I've seen. We've donated plants to that botanical garden before, and it was hot walking around. They had these little, they called it playhouses, that mm-hmm. were the themes of different countries like Chile and Scotland and things like that. And besides the heat, and our tour guide maybe only working there for like 6 days, that was the only challenge. But it was well worth it. A lot of the parents said they never had heard about Cheekwood before. It's up kind of around Bellevue. It takes, I don't know, 30 minutes, 45 minutes to get there. But if you're into gardening, you've probably already been there if you're an avid gardener and really like horticulture, because some of the first crepe myrtles that were ever planted here in Middle Tennessee are there, and you can see the size of things that were planted 30, 40 years ago that you don't see around here. But
yeah, it's been a while since I've been there, but the last time I remember it was at Christmas.
They're putting the Christmas lights up now, and it said that the million lights.
Cool.
And you could tell if you're starting.
What's it cost to get in there?
It's $12 for an adult. It's $5 for parking. And but this one event, they're taking it down this week. It's been up, I guess, all summer. It was the theme to go to all these little kind of miniature
countries.
Countries, yeah.
Like an Epcot.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah.
Okay.
But
speaking of the real estate world, I know you were talking about plants till I got here, and I appreciate that. But I've been. It's been rather, I guess, mind-boggling about the way the business is going right now. It's so dependent upon appraisals. And, I talk to other people, my friends that do the same thing I do, and underwriters, appraisers, we're all chit-chatting and trying to figure out and what's going on and where the market's going. And, You know, we have appraisals that are coming in short here, more or less, and then more than less. And then you got real estate agents that, you know, are, I think they're coming to a head here, you know, with these values turning the corner. Seeing if it's ready for it, because everybody's scared about what happened before. You know, you look at how, you know, 2012, which seems, you know, just like yesterday, but it's actually 4 years ago when we were talking about, is this the year that is it going to come back? And it started that year. I just, you know, I'm going to be interesting to see how high these prices go. And these appraisers, you know, the average age of an appraiser, I think, is late 50s and in the Middle Tennessee area. And, you know, that's a good career, but it just takes a lot of time to become an appraiser. You can't just walk in and, you know, you have to be an apprentice in most cases, 2 years underneath a licensed appraisal. You have to get your hours in. We're going to be in a shortage of good appraisers coming up in the next 5 to 10 years, you know. And if you're thinking about a career, that's an excellent career. You can make some really good money being an appraiser. Now, I'm not saying it's for everybody, but we're finding out that appraisal turn times are, used to be about 5-7 days. Now they're, you know, these are business days. Now they're, you know, anywhere at the earliest is 10, maybe 14, 20 days.
How many sheets of paper do they have related to an appraisal?
Depends, but usually about 26.
I know it's growing. And
yeah, but, you know, it's a standard program now that they have. They just plug in the numbers and it auto-populates it. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It's not like you have to, you know, fill it out like you used to. Just like us. I mean, we used to have to type in the application or on a, you know, or handwrite it and then take it to the typewriter or whatever. Print out, have like four, you know, like you have a yellow copy in it. You know, this is years ago. But and the thing is automation has, and technology has made it where we can do more quicker. So it can be stressful. But my point is to all this is, before I get off target, is that the values are at question right now. You know, I've got a guy who bought a house. He thinks it's worth 410. It comes back at 375. That's a big difference. You got a guy who, you know, bought a house. I'll give you an example. I had a loan. They bought it for, I think, around the mid-60 range. And in 3 months, they sold it for 135. So I'm going to go into, I'm going to give it a good example on the seller's position on that, plus my buyer's position on that, and what the loan entailed, and all that good stuff. But anyway, I guess I'll start that when we get back from our break. That would probably be better, because I don't want to split it up. It's a good experience I had yesterday, so I wanted to share with our listeners. Stay tuned, and you're listening to the Rutherford Home Show. We'll be right back.
Are you planning to buy or sell a home? Put your confidence and trust in the real estate team at Ann Hoken Associates Keller Williams. Ann's passion for putting the client first has placed her among the top 10 real estate agents in Middle Tennessee. Call 397-4024 and ask Ann how to sell faster and buy smarter.
This is Ann with Ann Hoken Associates Keller Williams. Call us today at 397-4024 for a remarkable experience with exceptional results.
Hi, I'm Martez Coleman at F&B Mortgage. Mortgage rates remain at historic lows, a super opportunity for home buyers or those wishing to refinance. Don't be looted into thinking these rates will always be available. Act now. Call me, Martez Coleman, at F&B Mortgage for great rates, great service.
F&B Mortgage, 1608 Williams Drive, Suite 301. Online at fnbmt.com. 615-907-2043. A Department of First National Bank of Middle Tennessee, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Nothing compares to the excitement of moving into a brand new home, especially when it's an Old South home. There's no denying it. New homes are better. When it comes to your biggest investment, buy smart and buy new. With an Old South home, you have reassurance that everything in your home is brand new. There's a higher level of satisfaction when you live in an Old South home, because buying your Old South home is a celebration. Whether it's your first home, filled with children's laughter, or the home you choose to retire in, your home is where you'll celebrate life.
Discover what they mean when they say Old South built it. With everything from maintenance-free townhomes to all brick homes in every price range and over 20 communities in Middle Tennessee, you'll find one that's right for you. See new, touch new, live new, and know that when you get your keys to an Old South home, it's just the beginning of a relationship. So find your perfect home with Tennessee's number one home builder. Visit OldSouth.com for locations and more information. That's OldSouth.com. Old South built it. Built new, built for you, built for life.
Hi, this is Wade Hayes of Toots Good Food and Fun Restaurants. Please let us know about your dining experience. Go to toots.com, either on your phone, iPad, notebook, or laptop. Go to comments and let us know how we did. We'd love to hear your thoughts.
Toots.
You can visit us at toots.com and see these specials, or just give us a call at any of our locations. At Broad Street at Medical Center Parkway, on Church Street at Veterans Parkway, or on Sam Ridley Parkway in Smyrna.
Toots.
This is Josh at South Branch Nursery, a full-service, one-stop garden center open to everyone. We have a combined 10.5 acres with great plant material, mulches, landscape stones, and lawn decor. Here at South Branch Nursery, we specialize in hard-to-find trees, shrubs, perennials, annuals, and edibles. Call us at 893-4030 to talk to one of our staff. We also have a full line of bagged and bulk soils, mulches, and rock, and even offer to deliver any of our products. Our friendly, knowledgeable staff is always glad to help you create the lawn and landscape you've always wanted and assist you with your outdoor projects. We're open 7 days a week, and we're always online at southbranchnursery.com. Our landscape department is well-trained in design and installation of landscape, irrigation, and lighting. With 17 years' experience, we also design and install hardscapes like patios, walkways, and aquascapes. And once the work is done, our sister company, Quality Land Management, can help you maintain your landscape, whether it be commercial or residential. This is Josh inviting you to come see our South Church Street location, just off I-24 past Indian Hills Golf Course, or give us a call at 893-4030. We also have two new locations in Brentwood and Franklin.
Show. Welcome back to the Rutherford Home Show. We're having a good time today.
I was trying to tell Mr. Producer to play the music a little longer.
Oh, okay. Wasn't paying attention.
I like that song.
That's good. Well, let's get right into what I was talking about. I like to give real life examples of what goes on in my world, and had some great couple. Been very patient. We were going to go rural development, which is 100% financing. They were downgraded to a manual underwrite, which is fine, just a limited trade lines and things like that. Their ratios were tight, but they were happened to be on the deed of a relative's house that they weren't aware of, so I had to count the taxes and insurance against them, so that took them out of qualifying. That's how close it was at the sales price from going rural development. So we had
how would they be on the deed? Is that from where they maybe helped them finance it at some point?
No, they're actually, you know, I don't have specific names, it doesn't matter, but some parents put their children on their deed, their home, in case something happens to them.
Really?
Mm-hmm. So they didn't know that or had not remembered that. Or who would think that would be a problem on qualifying to buy your own home, right?
First time I've ever heard about it.
Right. So you learn as you go. And that's what I was like, man. So I counted the taxes and insurance now. And that took them over the manual ratio limit. Okay, so we had to go FHA. okay, so we went FHA, but the house that they were buying had been purchased by the seller less than 90 days from the time we started the application. Artist, I would have went FHA, so we tried RD to get 100% financing, all that good stuff. So then we got to the point where we were past the 90 days by like a week and a half when we found out that we couldn't go RD. So we rewrote the contract, because FHA says the contract can't be written until after the 90, on the 91st day after the seller has bought it. Okay? So they buy it. Well, the seller bought it for in the mid-60s, and the sales price was 135. So the rule says that between 91 and 180 days, then you have to have a second appraisal. So I ordered a second appraisal, which delayed us again. We because of the turn times, like I was telling them about on the first half of the show. So everybody's like, oh, anxious and anxious. I'm waiting for the second appraisal. Anyway, well, the reason why I had to order it, because it was 100%. It was 100.876% increase in value from the 90 days, which was crazy. But anyway, so we were waiting on the second appraisal to come in, and it appraised for $2,000 more than the original. So it was definitely, the value was definitely there. And we were able to close on the loan yesterday. It was great. But that was, you learn a lot sometimes. Sometimes the path to buying a home can be a little stringent and uncomfortable, but as long as you communicate, and that was what we were saying, we always communicated, they always knew, I gave them updates regularly, but, right there you can see that none of that was their fault. It was just the way the guidelines are set up.
Right.
And well, then you throw in the delay of the second appraiser. You know, we had to wait an extra couple of weeks for the second appraisal to come in.
Well, too, you have people who sometimes, especially in multiple offer situations, the market's moving so fast, especially in that price point, that people have contingencies of selling a house. I mean, it is a stressful process. Like, if you're wanting to list and sell your house right now and you're moving across town, you're upgrading or you're downgrading, well, you're going to look for a house that you want. Once you find it, you put your offer in. That's a long, lengthy process. It's a lengthy process to get your house on the market, the pictures taken and put on the MLS, meeting with the realtor to see what, the best price to list the house. Again, it all comes down to comps and is it going to appraise. People who have, I guess, what cash is king, because are you going to take an offer that someone has a contingency to sell a house?
Yeah.
Or are you, versus a guy that's putting the offer in that has no contingencies whatsoever, that is going to trump.
And a lot of people are looking at conventional, whether taking an FHA or a government loan, they're looking at doing the conventional.
And then you got to, moving to me is one of, versus a root canal. I'd almost want to have a root canal versus move.
Okay.
Moving is like just horrible to me.
Right.
Packing, moving, especially if you got someone that's got to, you got to move and put it in storage and then take it out of storage. Put it into a house.
That's what I was telling, one of the issues we're running into is, a 30-day closing can be tough to hit right now. And that's not saying anything against our operations staff or anybody, but I've talked to several other lenders in the area. And, when you got appraisals that are back up. Now, we don't submit a file. We don't wait to submit a file to underwriting until we get the appraisal in, because to me that's wasted time. Even though it has to be resubmitted for the underwriter to review, we go ahead and have the file underwritten so that we can go ahead and start working on the customer's items and things like that. But, I had an appraiser, and, again, we don't select the appraisers. We don't tell them, hey, you got to have it back by then. We can't do any of that. We have a rotation, and it's a list on that rotation. And I have some of them saying they're not picking it up for 3 weeks. So, I ordered on today. Well, you'll have it back on September 11th. Well, if I got the file on August 15th, and they pick it up on the 17th. They pick up the order on the 17th, and they don't get it back to me till second week of September. That's a long time. But anyway, that's one of the things. But we've got a lot of good appraisers in the area, but at the same time, there are only so many of them, and you got to understand that if you start just throwing on appraisers that you don't know, that aren't familiar with the area, that are coming in here because, they can, you're kind of looking at quality versus quickness.
I don't know if you would probably know the answer to this, but can an appraiser out of Nashville do appraisals in Murfreesboro?
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
Or can appraisal, is it a state?
Mm-hmm. State license.
Anywhere in the state.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's appraisers, I guess, that have multiple states appraise in. Like in Chattanooga, it's right on the verge of
– yes.
The Georgia line, so a lot of people,
appraiser down there probably has Alabama, Georgia, Carolina.
And think about it, each state has different I'm sure different requirements as well. So, but it's not like you know, the appraiser that I know and I'm friends with, I know several of them, but most of them seem to want to do the work themselves and versus hire help to do it, because taking the time to I don't know what someone that is hired to help them do is actually able to do besides the information gathering part of it. But
right.
It's kind of like a doctor doing surgery. He can't just let the nurse, you know, do the procedure.
I mean, you have to have a team. If you're doing a lot of appraisals, I mean, there's no way. I mean, you can be a one-man show, and but
right, the three appraisers I know are one-man shows.
Right. Okay. I would say they have somebody helping them put the reports in.
Yeah, maybe.
Like just putting in the information.
Gotcha. I mean, data entry.
I would think. But who knows? But all I know is that in the mortgage business, a lot of things can be challenging. And, you know, people get mad when we ask for things sometimes, and it's not personal. I mean, it is, I guess, in a sense, but it's not like, you know, just if you have to – you know, take a deep breath, do that, because, you know, you're borrowing $100,000s. You're not just going into a cash title place to get it. You know what I'm saying? If somebody wanted to borrow $100,000 of your money, what would you ask for? Would you want to know where they work? Would you want to make sure their income was calculated correctly or make sure they could afford it? Would you not have some standards?
I see commercials all the time that say it's no big deal if you've had bankruptcy or anything, that you're pre-approved no matter what.
Well, it's our money, and we're going to, you know, it's just like any bank. You're going to have a, you know, we make sense or logical decisions, and sometimes it doesn't seem logical based on the outside looking in. But, you know, when you're on the hook or on the line or whatever you want to call it, responsible for, you know, let's say we average about $15 million a month in volume. We can't take a hit on, you know, $250,000 loan is a lot of interest. If you can't sell it, then you have to hold on to it. And a lot goes on after the fact that we close the loan. Then the time starts ticking. We have to get it together, then get it shipped out. And what I'm saying is, be patient with your mortgage originator, underwriters, you know, they're like judges. You can get a good one, or they're all pretty good. But what I'm trying to say, the level of conservative or versus, you know, what you have to get, it'll depend. I've got three underwriters. If I sent the same file to them, it'd be a little bit different on each one. It's just like appraisers. You send the same appraiser to the same house, it's probably less than 2% chance they come up with the same value. I mean, it's just the way it rolls, and it's not personal. It's just, you know, it's part of the, you know, when you borrow other people's money, you have to do what they tell you to do if you want their money. I mean, that's been through the whole since the beginning of time. He who owns the gold makes the rules.
All right. Well, we're fixing to take our last break. When we come back, we're going to talk about a article that was written earlier in the week, and it's called "In Recovery Mode" in the business section. It's new business starts, employment exceed pre-recession levels in the state. Interesting statistics. We'll be right back in just a moment. Hi, this is Dean Higby with Quality Land Management, a division of South Branch Nursery that has been serving customers in the Middle Tennessee area since 1992. Quality Land Management is a leading property maintenance, landscape, design, and installation firm. We provide a full menu of residential and commercial application, including general lawn maintenance, tree and shrub trimming, irrigation, fertilizing, and outdoor pest control. Our team of talented designers will consult with you to create a landscape within your budget that will be the envy of your neighborhood. We offer our service at a very competitive price. Our experience is beyond compare. For a free estimate, please contact us at 893-4030 or visit us on the web at qualitylandmanagement.com.
Nothing compares to the excitement of moving into a brand new home, especially when it's an Old South home. There's no denying it. New homes are better. When it comes to your biggest investment, buy smart and buy new. With an Old South home, you have reassurance that everything in your home is brand new. There's a higher level of satisfaction when you live in an Old South home because buying your Old South home is a celebration. Whether it's your first home filled with children's laughter or the home you choose to retire in, your home is where you'll celebrate life. Discover what they mean when they say Old South built it. With everything from maintenance-free townhomes to all brick homes in every price range and over 20 communities in Middle Tennessee, you'll find one that's right for you. See new, touch new, live new, and know that when you get your keys to an Old South home, it's just the beginning of a relationship. So find your perfect home with Tennessee's number one home builder. Visit OldSouth.com for locations and more information. That's OldSouth.com. Old South built it. Built new, built for you, built for life.
Hi, this is Wade Hayes of Toots Good Food and Fun Restaurant. And being a business that's been here for over 30 years, we're a small family-run, small business that truly believes that everyone needs to get out, do their homework, and vote. This is a very important election year, and from all of us at Toots, please do your duty and vote this year. Toots Restaurants, Broad Street at Medical Center Parkway, on Church Street at Veterans Parkway, or on Sam Ridley Parkway in Smyrna.
Rutherford County's housing market is rolling again with lots of great deals on homes. If you are looking for your first home or your next, be sure to check with F&B Mortgage for great rates and unbeatable service. Located in the Gateway and staffed with friendly, knowledgeable hometown people. I'm Sally Stevens at F&B Mortgage, where we are big enough to serve you, small enough to know you.
Department of First National Bank of Middle Tennessee, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Check us out at fnbmt.com or call 615-907-2043.
If you're planning to buy a home, choose a professional that will look out for you. Anhokin Associates has a proven track record of helping guide clients through the home buying experience. Whether buying your first home, moving up, downsizing, or investing, Ann's team will help you do it right. When it's your time to buy or sell, just ask Ann.
This is Ann Hoke at Keller Williams Realty. I would love to personally talk with you. Call me today at 397-4024. Sell faster and buy smarter with Anhokin Associates.
All right, we're on third base, fixing to head home.
Hey, I like that.
Three quarters of the way.
Baseball.
Hey, yeah, good luck to Goodlettsville today.
Yeah, and awesome game for Oakland last night, and congratulations to that team. Looked good on ESPN. You never thought that my alma mater would have ESPN on its campus for a football game. We're growing. That's another sign of growth, and you know what I'm saying?
Yes. Always had very good football here in Middle Tennessee.
Yeah.
So, data shows that economic growth will continue into the near future. It proves more and more people are choosing to do business in the state of Tennessee, which has one of the best business environments in the nation.
But nationally, not so good.
You look at the nationally, Tennessee is, we're in a little bit of a bubble here, a good bubble. and sometimes... What I'm afraid of is if our good bubble has to pay for other people's bad bubbles, you know?
We need a bubble machine.
That's, no, well, you know, you look at health insurance and things, that's what happens. I mean, the people who, the young people that don't have very many claims and things sometimes get penalized for the people who do. That's
well, the
more and more
national,
over, but... The volunteer state's economy is reaching heights well above the peak experienced before the Great Recession, and that's data coming out of Middle Tennessee State University and the Secretary of State's office. In the second quarter of 2016, there were 8,919 new entity filings, representing a 7.2% increase over the second quarter of 2015. This marks the 19th consecutive quarter of positive year-over-year growth. These are businesses, people who are taking their assets and things and saying, I want to open a business and I want to do it in the state of Tennessee. A lot of times, many times it's residents here that have said, hey, it's time for me to try my luck at being self-employed.
Right.
Which has its ups and downs, believe me. The growth, it says that economic growth will continue into the near future. It proves that more and more people are choosing to do business in the state of Tennessee, which continues, you know, compared to the rest of the country to be more attractive. Things like no state income tax, although our sales tax is higher than a lot of places. The MTSU Business and Economic Research Center found unemployment, housing permits, and other indicators are beginning to level off. Permits for single-family homes has plateaued since November at about 2,000 units a month. Over the year, single-family permits are 3.6% higher, while the total permits are up 3.4%.
Hmm. Well, I know that existing home sales, they say, may taper off, but new construction will go up.
Well, and that continues on a national level as well. New homes are doing...
Why do you think that is?
Well, we talked about that, I think, our last show, week before last.
People want new?
Well, I think if you... My son's favorite show is HGTV, Flip This House or Remodel House. I mean, you know, and it a lot of people are wanting more updated kitchens and bathrooms and cabinets.
So instead of doing it, they just...
I think it's, you know, a lot of it comes to with people. We live in a society that you'd rather have it instant microwave.
I think you got it right there.
Fast, done, quick, easy. It has a warranty. There's less room for things like, oh, I didn't know that. But when you buy an existing house, that's why you want to pay for a home inspection to make sure, you know, hopefully they catch any of the things that.
According to Fannie Mae's economic forecast from August, they say new home sales reach highest level since 2007.
And that Tennessee is the best market.
Well, and you got to also think about, you know, when you're buying new, you get to, like you said, you get to pick out what you want. You get to, you know, and a lot of people just like to change. You know, it's like a car. You know, some people buy a car every 2 or 3 years, a new car.
Well, a good thing too is our unemployment rate right now is 4.1% compared to 4.9% for the rest of the country, but. Again, statistics, as your dad was a professor in statistics, taught me that statistics can be manipulated by the data that you use and your sample size. And, you know, it's kind of like the inflation rate. They don't factor in fuel and groceries when they come up with the inflation rate. But what is one of the biggest things that we all use is fuel and groceries. And the national average, too, is there is a big... you know, wages have stayed stagnant, mm-hmm. and costs keep going up, up, up. And as a small business owner, you know, I want my employees to make as much money as possible. You know, I want them to do good. I want them to be able to buy houses and do things. But the business that we are in, we can only charge what the market dictates. And
right. And it's competitive.
We have to have it needs to be a fair playing field as well. Like that's one thing in mortgages, you don't have to worry about, well, now you got Quicken Loans, which is the rocket mortgage that seems like it's the best thing in the world, but a lot of people, they get their information off three channels of news and commercials. And
anytime I'm dealing with a big purchase, I want to look the person in the eye. Now if that's going to change, it's not going to be in my way of doing things. It may be the younger generation of millennials may think that way. I mean, I remember when my father-in-law bought a car off online and didn't even look at it, went down and picked it up in another state, and he still has it and it's still running good. And I thought, man, what is he doing? Because now you can just buy them online and go pick them up, and now they'll deliver them to you. They'll deliver a car. You can go online if you like it.
Oh, you can call the grocery store, and you can go online and get your groceries, and you can pull up, and they'll be ready to go, which you use that. I remember when you went to vacation. And
North Captiva. Yeah. We ordered our groceries at the dock.
Yeah, because once you get there, there's no grocery store. There's no turning back.
Well, there was a store on the island, but you would be eating Pop-Tarts and milk and bread and eggs. But
that was part of the fun of the whole vacation is when you get, you know, they pack it all up in the dry ice and all that. And
it was like $40 to go one way across back over to the mainland. And that's like, okay, that's per person. I had 9 people.
Yeah.
So nobody's going anywhere. You can go to the beach. You can go lay down or go get something to eat. But that was a great trip. Everybody thinks it's you went to North Captiva. It was very affordable.
Yes. According to this, substantial growth compared to this time last year at 15.4% and 12.7% respectively. Davidson County led the way with the most initial filings among the state's 4 largest counties with 2,124. Shelby County had 1,524, followed with Knox County 717. Hamilton County, which is Chattanooga, had 588. So in this article, it does not mention Murfreesboro or Rutherford County, but is Shelby County, is that Memphis, I think?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So not basically Knoxville, Hamilton County, but Davidson County led the most filings for new businesses. And it continues to be a very large attraction to tourists. And I think in this area, we're going to continue to see steady growth and confidence in the consumer. So,
cool.
We're going to wrap the show up here. What we got here, guys, about another minute or two.
Busy week coming up for you, I know, and for me, schools and session, football kicks off next.
I think MTSU started back this week.
And then football starts.
MTSU starts, the football starts next week. Is that correct? All right. All right. So
we're getting close.
Everybody have a great weekend. Get out. Go, like I said, Barfield Park's a great place. Cheekwood was a really good event. I might wait for the temperatures to drop just a little bit. But have a great weekend.
We appreciate you listening.
Are we gonna do what they say can be done? We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound just like old Bandit Run. Keep your foot hard on the pedal, son, never mind them brakes. Let it all hang out, cause we got a run to make. The boys are thirsty in Atlanta, and there's beer in Texarkana, and we'll bring it back no matter what it takes. Eastbound and down, loaded up and trucking. Are we gonna do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound, just watch your back.